Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than a dozen years now, and he's the publisher, the editor, and the cost accountant over at the twice weekly Mullings.com, a cyber column that you need to know about. He's a political operative of the Republicans persuasion. That means he spins to the right. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back.
Good to have you back. He's also inside the Beltway, folks, so we have to kind of cut him some slack on that fact.
I'm even farther inside the belt. Normally when I do this, I'm at home, and I can see the Beltway from there. But now I'm at my downtown office, so
you're actually in. You're in the whirlwind, aren't you?
I'm farther into the bunker.
Hey, Rich, the black hole gravity has pulled you completely in now.
The event horizon is above my head.
Exactly. So I want to talk about something that happened over the weekend, and there were raids. There were commando raids by SEALs and Navy SEALs and other special operatives, and one in Libya, one in Somalia. I guess there were two.
Right. Yeah.
Those don't happen overnight. You don't put those things together in 72 hours. So I'm sure they've been planned. But we had some success in Libya, but maybe not so much success in Somalia. What did you think about all that?
Well, I mean, what happens with those things, generally speaking, is that you have a generalized plan, and then if and when the intelligence says we know where the guy is, like in Libya,
right,
as an example,
right,
then you go and get him.
Yeah, their bags are packed. Their rucksack is packed under the bed, ready to go on a minute's notice.
Yeah, exactly. So as soon as you got somebody, somebody on the ground, calls his contact and said he's walking to the Safeway.
Right.
Then you send the troops in and you go get him. That was, as I understand it, a Ranger, an Army operation. Over in Somalia, it was different. I think that probably was a little longer deal. They wanted to get the guys, or at least the guy that they think may have planned the attack on the mall in Kenya.
Right.
The Al Shabaab.
Right.
Guys, but Somalia is a tough place to do business, as we've learned over and over again. It was just
right.
as tough over the weekend. Apparently, they withdrew before they got to the target for the right reasons, I think, and that was
right.
that they were afraid the only way to do it was to really involve a lot of civilians.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing I have to be, God bless those men and women who did whatever they did. Rich, you and I have talked about this many times before. This has nothing to do with them, but I really, when I think about where the president is right now in his approval ratings and all that, this just seems like Chicago style wag the dog. The timing of it stinks to me, and I have to be honest, that's just exactly how I feel. And here's the point that I'm making. Here's why I'm making that point. We also know where the guy who was involved in the Benghazi raids, we know where he is. We know his address. We know which bedroom he sleeps in. He's wandering around. Why didn't we go get him already? And somebody asked me that the other day, and I said, well, it's because Benghazi now, according to the Obama administration, is old history. I don't have to deal with that. But this other thing, I can get new cachet out of that. I can get maybe get my ratings up and use that against Congress to get my way. And I'm Rich, this president has made me think that way, the way he does business. It's Chicago-style wag the dog. That's what I think. What do you think?
I would be lying if I said that didn't cross my mind as well when I started hearing about these raids. But let's go back in time to 1998, when in August of 1998, remember, Clinton mm-hmm. had to admit that he had lied about
right.
his affair with Monica Lewinsky. The family went off to Martha's Vineyard for what they called family healing time, which lasted about 12 minutes before the president came back,
mm-hmm.
And they launched the attacks both on what turned out to be an aspirin factory in mm-hmm. Afghanistan. And remember, that was right after the embassy bombings
right.
Actually happened. Yeah. That's the guy that they caught over the weekend.
Right.
And I got a call from the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich. I was running GOPAC at the
right.
time. And remember, they were in...
Right.
The Speaker was trying to impeach him.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
these guys weren't best of friends. And Newt said, I have gotten... The President called. They've shared the intelligence. These were good raids. I want you to get on the phone to every conservative talk show host on your list and tell them that I knew about this and I approved it. So
wow.
It's very difficult to apply. I mean, we don't know.
I think
to think it's not true.
And I know it takes longer to plan one than they couldn't have known all this a month ago. But remember what I said. This president and his behavior has caused me to think like that. And that's why I feel that way. 22, when we come back, we're going to talk about the budget kerfuffle. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.